Well, let's bring in NBC News entertainment correspondent Chloe Malas, who can help us make sense of the stepping down of a very high-profile attorney on this case. Chloe, if we have you, I'm sure you were watching that as well, trying to listen to everything that was being said in there. But it seemed as though whatever the reason for Alan Jackson to step down from this case, that was told to the judge potentially in chambers here, but not publicly. What do you make of this?
Gotti, this is incredibly significant and not something that I don't think any of us saw coming today, because now this arraignment is going to be postponed for a third time. We know that when Alan Jackson, when he entered the courtroom, he then had a meeting in chambers. This is behind closed doors with the other attorneys, with the judge. We don't know what was said, but he did say this. He said, "I have no choice but to step down of counsel of record." So as you saw, Nick Reiner will now be represented by a public defender. Her name is Kimberly Green. So this arraignment now being moved to February 23rd. So now this is being delayed a second time here. And, you know, we were wondering if Nick Reiner was going to enter a plea, and he has not yet. And at the center of all of this, Gotti, and you've been on the ground doing some really great reporting here, is, you know, his mental health really being called into question. We know that he is not on suicide watch. Nick Reiner, NBC News, had learned that that had been removed yesterday, that he was not going to be wearing the smock that he had been wearing before. And so previously, we know that Alan Jackson has said that he needed more mental health evaluations for Nick Reiner. He said that they were procedural. We don't know exactly what they were evaluating. But again, that is something that will potentially come up at the next arraignment, depending on how he pleads.